right now, it is time to e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Oh, you got George and Craig here.
I'm sorry.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Because both teams were west of the Mason-Dixon.
By a wheels-off comment.
The Mason-Dixon runs east and west.
Oh.
Or technical meltdown.
I'm sorry?
What? What'd you say, sir?
I didn't understand that.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 214-787-1310. A reminder, this is Good Friday.
Yes.
Let's vote accordingly, please. All right, candidate number one, speaking of Norm, who is going to take part in the Great Burrito Challenge of 2010 here, just a little over 2 hours away. He had T.R. Sullivan, noted baseball writer, on this week. And for those who've known T.R. Sullivan, you do think right off the bat, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He was with him for more than two decades.
Mm-hmm.
No problem is, for the last 4 years, he's been with MajorLeagueBaseball.com, not with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And listen to the Norm intro that really doesn't correctly identify him. And then, as T.R. corrects him, Norm is not even fazed by it. He just keeps going.
And I will introduce our guest this way. Do you all remember Ronald Reagan's presidency? That's when our next guest started covering the Texas Rangers. Very late in the Ronald Reagan presidency. On the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Here is from the Star-Telegram, T.R. Sullivan.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
How does that date you a little bit?
Well, just remember one thing, though. I moved to MLB.com about 4 years ago. As much as I miss the Star-Telegram, I got a new gig about 4 years ago, but it's been a long 22 years.
It's a long 22 years in covering the club. Let's see. You did get to see the playoff win, though, didn't you, T.R.?
Just went right into the line of questioning. Oh, hey, about that. I know
changed
you were
jobs,
MLB.com.
Half a decade ago.
And thanks for reading my work, Norm.
And doesn't Norm love making the presidential reference?
Oh, yeah.
Not since the Carter administration has a Vikings team played this well defensively.
Why does he lip smack so much?
So there's oblivious Norm up for the emergency break of the week.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Gross. On the hard line this week, they decided, like a lot of shows here on the Ticket, to talk a little bit about Tiger and the latest on Tiger playing at Augusta, the Vanity Fair article. The only problem was they didn't know who was going to carry the ball, and Ryan certainly had no idea exactly where to start this segment.
First, we have more on the Tiger Woods imbroglio today, don't we?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Pick it. It seemed like yesterday we got hit with another big torrent. Another big tidal wave of stuff. And it just keeps on coming, man. As it were.
Yeah, where do you want to start? Do you have it right there?
No, do the Vanity Fair stuff.
Yeah, there's a million things on the Vanity Fair thing, Michael. Well, first off,
I can't tell you what to do.
I just asked you 10 times, did you have it pulled up? Do you have the Tiger Woods stuff pulled up?
I thought you were talking to somebody back there. No, I don't have it.
No, Jesus Christ.
Oh
my God.
I thought you had it.
The Ticket.
All right, well, pull it up.
I am pulling it up.
Now that's hot.
All right. Well, first off, Vanity Fair is done.
And then I go into it. And Groobs isn't helping either with the drops.
Wow.
Hit by a torrent.
It was a
tidal wave
of a torrent of
did you hear the
informations that and were released.
All right. We don't listen to the whole thing again, but just listen to that. Yeah, that rambling of Ryan's, and this is when you knew.
Sounds like they think they were off the air.
And he knew he was in big trouble when he said, "As it were,
as it were."
A trail off of "as it were" here. Listen to this at the end.
First, we have more on the Tiger Woods imbroglio today, don't we?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Pickett. It seemed like yesterday we got hit with another big torrent, another big tidal wave of stuff. And it just keeps on coming, man. As it were.
That's when you knew that there was trouble.
You know what happened there? It was a basketball timeout, and the coach gave him the play. And then those two players went out on the court and kept throwing the ball back and forth to each other because neither knew the play. Here, I don't know. Here, you take,
this title.
Well, where do you want to start? Well, I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Any and all. Tiger.
It just
golfers
coming,
that.
Did the segment.
I mean.
As it were.
Did the segment surprise them?
I think it really surprised Rhines, who thought this was clearly going to be a play that he didn't have to block or carry the ball.
I think it's one of those, you know, Mike's used to, you know, he hands off. So he took the snap from center and turned around, and there was two guys standing in the backfield that were just kind of looking at each other,
yeah.
Not running, not moving. And so Mike's just offering it to each one of them.
Can you bring it up?
And they thought it was a quarterback sneak, so they don't know what to do.
Yeah, Matt's confusion in the backfield there for sure. All right, so we have Norm as a candidate, Rhines as a candidate, and candidate number three from the Dunham and Milner Morning Show, the Courage Boys, it's the Great Gordo.
I don't even have no idea what this is, and I protest it.
We're talking about Mark Cuban's lifetime pass with American Airlines, where he can have two first-class tickets anywhere in the world, anytime, and he paid $125,000 for it back, I don't know, in the 90s somewhere. And what a great investment it was, and got us talking about it early in the morning. This was a 5:30 kick-around segment, so Gordo may have been half asleep when he was trying to make this point.
Oh.
Yeah, how many are there out there?
I don't know. See, I would think that there's a rumor in the American Airlines what am I talking about?
I don't know.
what just happened?
What's the rumor?
What happened on? What do you mean rumor? Did I say rumor?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Who are you two people? What am I doing in here? I did. I got totally lost. That's like one of the few times I remember in my broadcast career that I've ever just completely blanked out and had no idea what I was talking about.
Gone to screensaver mode?
Yes.
That's tired head.
I completely went to screensaver mode.
The rumor of, what was it?
I was trying to say that that it's just urban legend in American Airlines Center because no one's ever seen one.
Right.
So it had become urban legend that, hey, did you hear American Airlines just sell lifetime passes?
Yeah, you eventually made a good point, but before you did, you yanked it, you break pretty hard.
I got lost.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Rhines, or the Great Gordo at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Remember, it's Good Friday, and who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Tiger's Bloody Treewood.
All right.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
We're enjoying the fun right now with the ghost of Bullet Bob Hayes. Bob,
turn it off, okay, but then we'll register your vote, but that's shaky right there.
That's just Norm not being up to date on things.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Guten Tag.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I would like to vote for Norm because I want to rain a blitzkrieg of threes since he didn't even recognize my triple-double.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Am I on my AM radio?
Hello, Natalie.
Hi. Have a good Friday, Niggers. I want to vote for Mike Ryder and Snake L. Davidson. Love you.
Thank you.
Delicious. Happy
Good Friday. We're going to have to debate that at 8:10 today during Easter talk.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I have to say that I vote for the torrential tidal wave of a vote.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
As it were,
another Rhines vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, is the answer George's butt?
No.
They weren't even bothering to hide that.
No.
This went right to it.
Never. No.
Oh, Lord.
Higher on the ticket. Who wins?
I have to vote for Tiger's Buddy Putter.
Ugh.
Okay,
are those Reiner votes?
Let's not go through every club in his bag.
I think they're Reiner votes. Bad shtick. Higher on the ticket.
I would like a write-in vote for Bear Trap, A-Hole, and E-Brake of Judas Iscariot.
What?
What? I don't know. It's an Easter story.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'd like to send a special shout-out to Jer. Hey, Jer, mark this in 3, 2...
No, he's going to
do something bad.
Do something I recognize bad. His voice. That's the guy that drops the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Thanks.
Hey, who are you people?
Is that a girl or a guy?
That's a Gordo vote.
Oh, okay, it's a Gordo, yeah. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
I'd like to vote for Georgie Vulture Vent.
Do you have a vent?
No, I don't have a vent.
Yes, you do. Hi, you don't have normal genitalia. You have a vent.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
I want to vote for Sports Johnny.
Oh, it's Nigel in some way.
Kind of. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Norm Norm, as in vaginal slice Norm Norm.
Semi-funny. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Leffy the Chihuahua would like to vote for Swamp Donkey. Big job.
I don't either. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Norm's comment yesterday at Freebird Burritos.
Yes, I tweeted about this. Norm is at the grand opening of a burrito place, Freebird Burritos. And how appreciative do you think they were of him consistently and repeatedly using the term
bloody tampon?
Doing the tiger story?
Doing the tiger story over the loudspeakers. How many people paused with the burrito up to their mouths when he said that and just kind of put it down and took a few moments?
You got to do the show for the P1s and not for the people standing in front of you.
I know, but can't you just...
I think there are some exceptions, and that's one of them.
Even we didn't use that term.
But
I mean, there's ways to talk around
that's
it, right?
A pro term.
Mm-hmm. It's a pro term.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Merry Good Friday, and I'd like to vote for Reiner.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Big Brown and his trainer, Backdoor Giorgio.
Not funny. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is anybody nice close?
We got 3 for Rhines, 3 for Norm, 2 for Gordo.
Courage and pleasure.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Tina and Gordo's very aggressive tax strategies that are coming up.
Okay, I guess it's a Gordo vote.
Don't mention my aggressive tax strategies.
Uh-huh. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
This is a fake Diane Reeves.
Okay. It doesn't sound anything like Diane.
Who do you want to vote for?
How do you think Salt Lamaki is going to work himself in?
May not sound like her, but it's kind of a funny voice. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I want to vote for Satan, and I like my kielbasa's blackened.
What the hell's happening?
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, George. I'd like to cast a nice vote for the South Oak Cliff con man. Thank you.
That'd be Rhines.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to defer my vote to Red Skies at Night guy.
Ooh, my God. There is no Red Skies at Night guy.
Red Skies at Night. Red Skies at Night. Is he going to vote? I guess not. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hi, space people.
Hey.
I'd like to vote for Corby to die.
Gosh.
Don't say things like that. That's
too
terrible.
Harsh.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, Max Miller's Sports Graffiti.
Sports Graffiti.
What
that's
that is.
Year two at the Ticket.
Sports Graffiti.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Baby.
What?
Just plow through him.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
This counts as radio, doesn't it?
I guess.
Barely.
Hello, Gordon.
I heard Gordon, so go with him.
Go Gordon. Okay.
Here's Bun Pont.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for T.R. Sullivan at NHL.com.
All right, we got 4 each. Next one wins. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
George's penile implants. You said the next one wins,
yes. And it's George's penile implants. No. Finally winning.
Of those 3, the next one wins. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
I'd like to vote for George's Greek booty.
What?
What?
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
George's stick booty?
Hello. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Damn you, woman.
That is a crime. I thought that hardline e-break was classic. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, can I give my victory, please, to the hardline?
I can do that.
No. I think I can award.
Unless you want to take the voting away from the P1s, which would be fine with me.
You know what? This was the worst voting segment ever.
7 minutes,
and it just...
Let's cancel it.
Well, you know what?
Cancel e-break.
In all seriousness, it is time to clean it up a little bit, I think, because they were ridiculous today.
Well, how do we clean it up? Well, we turn it over to the P1s, we let them program the station for 8 minutes, and that's what we get.
We have our ways. We have our ways.
Take it away.
That sounds evil.
But the terrible voting combined with the travesty of an outcome.
Absolutely. Okay, if I can't give my victory to the hardline, will you allow me to at least cede my victory speech time over to hearing their e-break again rather than my own?
Sure. That's fine.
Okay. Here's the hard line going full steam ahead in the 5 o'clock hour.
Biggest sports story of the day.
Right.
First, we have more on the Tiger Woods imbroglio today, don't we?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Pick it. It seemed like yesterday we got hit with another big torrent, another big tidal wave of stuff. And it just keeps on coming, man. As it were.
Yeah, where do you want to start? Do you have it right there?
No. Do the Vanity Fair stuff.
Yeah, but
come on!
There's a million things on the Vanity Fair thing, Michael. Well, first off...
I can't tell you what to do.
I just asked you 10 times, did you have it pulled up? Do you have the Tiger Woods stuff pulled up?
I thought you were talking to somebody back there. No,
no,
I don't have it.
No, Jesus Christ.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I thought you had it.
The ticket.
All right, well, pull it up.
I am. I'm pulling it up.
Now that's hot.
All right, well, first off... Vanity Fair.
Oh, God. Painful. So painful.
Well, that is the hard line, but it's a win for the great Gordo. How many is that for Gordo?
Well, he's still in second place behind you.
What's going on?
I don't know. I was waiting for a number.
All right, he has 45 wins.
Okay.
There we go. George
45
have?
Wins.
In first place, what is he at?
He is 50.
Ooh.
Pretty darn close.
No, that's pretty not that close. It sounds close, but it takes a long time to make up a 5-win gap.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Not with that voting, it won't.
Mm. I mean, think about it. There's times when, like, I remember when our old traffic chick would win one, and he'd say, well, that's her first victory since 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? I thought she won every other week.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a long time. I think you're safe, Giorgio.
Maybe so. All right, congratulations, Greg Gordo. 8:10 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Up next, it is